Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and acclaim in the name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are so glad to have you join us. And come go with us as we go into the Tuesday edition, phase two of our First Fruits Tuesday morning edition. God bless and enjoy.
But I believe if you dial 4-star or either star 4, you'll come off mute. But we're thanking God for you anyway. And at this time, let's take a couple of more praise reports until Dr. Johnson returns. We're going to praise him until this problem is solved. The enemy, as Mother Johnson says, starts messing when God starts blessing. But he will not get the victory over the people of God this morning. The scripture said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle, and they shall run, and they will not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So we are not fainting this morning. Just because there's a problem on the line. Praise God. We are thanking God for his blessings right now. Bless God. Anyone else have a praise report?
I come back with another one, Dr. Fiverr.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is
praise
Sheila. Go ahead, Sister Sheila. Glad to hear you, girl. Glad to hear you. I do apologize. I give all praise and honor to my God. I truly thank him this morning for allowing me to see a brand new day that I had never seen before. I just truly thank God because, as Prophet of Scripture said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and I'm so glad that I'm in this day. And I just thank God. I thank God for all his goodness. I thank God for my trials and my tribulations. Oh, God, I thank you. Last week at work was a trial, but I thank God for the ups and I thank God for the downs. I thank God for the trials and tribulations because I know I'm coming out. But I thank God. I just love God on this morning. I love him. I love him because when you go through, you got to praise your way out. And I tell you, I just thank God. I thank God. I love each and every last one of you on this prayer line. Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, you is such an encouraging woman. I truly thank the Lord that he is doing just what he said he's going to do. And I just thank God for you, Mother Johnson. Oh, God, I thank God for you. Oh, and you guys just continue to wrap your arms around us young people to let us know that God don't make no mistakes, whatever his desires are. I just thank God on this morning. I'm just happy, happy, happy in the Lord because I'm coming out. I'm coming out with my hands up. And I thank God this morning. God bless you all. I love you all. And there's nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
Praise God. We're coming out with our hands up. Dr. Johnson, are you back yet?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
All right. God bless you. It's in your hands.
Well, God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer, and God bless all of you on the prayer line. And let me thank Pastor Kevin Strotter and Ambassador Hagen for putting this worldwide. Amen. We had a few problems this morning. We didn't get a chance to bring you in, but we do appreciate you very, very much. Lord bless you and keep you. A couple of things here. I just want to say we had an executive council meeting last night about the convention. We're coming along quite well. Just want to ask all of you who have made pledges to help us put on this great convention. I'm asking you to send those pledges in. Some of you pledged, you know what you pledged. And we need those pledges now to complete the convention and paying for our convention. And we've set a deadline for June the, I believe it's the 2nd of June. And we want to encourage you all to send in your pledges as soon as possible. We need to move forward. And, you know, the Bible says, it lets us know it's a good thing to pledge, but if you make a pledge, keep your vow. To make a vow and not keep your vow. You'll be bountifully blessed when you keep your vow. The Lord bless you and keep you. Now, I want to have our prayer request this morning, maybe take seven prayer requests. Seven. If, let me see, one of you, one of our assistants, I want them to take it, and I'm having a few problems here. So take those prayer requests for us, one of our assistants, to take that. Not a lot of talking, just get the prayer request, if you would. All right?
God bless you.
I'll take Dr.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dr.
Go ahead, Dr. Pfeiffer.
It's in
go
your
ahead.
Hands.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this morning. We just thank God that we're just apt to want to, amen, bless, amen, and praise the Lord. We certainly want to put Dr. Johnson and his family on the prayer line first, the first partakers of the fruit of the vine, and anyone else this morning that has a prayer request, we'll ask him for your prayer request at this time. You're on the line.
Yes, good morning. This is Evangelist Johnson in the Bronx, New York. I have a prayer request. I'm asking that you all pray for me a financial blessing. I have two lawsuits, and I'm just believing God for them to come to closure, and I'm just asking you all to pray that God intercede and that it come to closure. And I'm asking you to pray for my pastor, Superintendent Kemper, and my church family, St. Samuel Cathedral Church of God in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, it's Ernestine Riley. I'd like to place Vera Smith on the prayer line. She has liver cancer, loss of appetite, and she's just really, really ill. Needs your prayers.
All right, we certainly will. Sister Evangelist Sister Riley, amen. Someone else this morning, I hear your voice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. From Indianapolis, Indiana. I just ask you all to pray for one of the deacons of the church, Mr. Mickey. His arms and things are very sore, and he can't hardly move. And just pray for my family. Just pray for the pastor, Pastor Gina, and her family, and my family. And Kevin Mike is coming home. Praise God. Just let him make it home safe on Friday. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Johnson. God bless you. We have your prayer request. Amen. Anyone else this morning?
Good morning, Mother Stern. This is Charlotte Gray, 816. I want to pray for the monies that are coming in for the convention. I want to just pray for that. I want to lift up the finances for the convention. Money that we've been praying over for the last year to come in. Those for the $25,000, just all kind of monies from everywhere that's coming in for the convention. I want to agree with Mother Bigby that it is paid in full.
All right. Someone else?
Good morning. This is Maisha Prophet. Griswold. Go ahead, Prophet.
Go ahead, Maisha.
This is Maisha Griswold in Kansas City. Good morning, Good morning, prayer line. I wanted to place Jabron Glanville on the prayer line this morning. He has really, really, really been struggling with getting his immigration papers organized, I didn't realize it was so difficult, and so I just like the prayer line to pray for him also. He was at our convention last year, and he's married now, and it's just a difficult process. Please pray for him.
Praise the Lord, Sister Maisha. And we're at prayer number seven. That's how many Dr. Johnson asked us to take on this round. And whoever that was that you gave that gave the lead way to you, we want to hear from that amen vessel. You on the prayer line?
Yes. This is Dr. Stern. I just want the prayer line to pray for the peace of Israel according to the word of God. If we do so, we will be tremendously blessed. So this is a corporate prayer from the prayer line to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen. We're at 7, Dr. Johnson. Do you want us to go forth?
No, let's pray. Let's pray.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we just thank you this morning for just being on the face of this earth, alive and clothing our right mind. We give you praise and we give you glory for that this morning. And God, we just honor you this morning in prayer. Oh God, this is our cry unto you this morning. You say, call unto you and you will answer us and show us great and mighty things before you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask that you would just give us a clean heart and a clean mind and a clean, oh God, spirit this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come this morning and we lift up Dr. Johnson. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now that you just touch the man of God from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We bind up any infirmities, any plagues, anything that come against him that is not called of you, God. You told us that we have power to tread over the lion and the adder, Lord God. We come this morning and we plead the blood of Jesus because his power in the blood and his power in your name. Oh God, touch Lady Betty this morning. Strengthen her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know, oh God, and you see and you care, oh God, and we thank you for the first family this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we would never, oh God, cease to lift them up in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray right now for Mother Adley Johnson, and we thank you, oh God, because it is amazing grace for us to know someone of that age of wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and we impart prayer over her this morning, oh God, that you would keep her, oh God, and thank you that you got in a right mind. We bless you this morning for that, oh God, and we love her, oh God. Let the power and the spirit of love pour out on her abundantly like never before, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Oh God, this morning we lift up, oh God, Sister Ernestine Riley, and we thank you, oh God, for her strength. Oh, God, thank you, oh, God, for what you're bringing us through, oh, God. And we cover her, oh, God, with prayer and encouragement in the name of Jesus. And, God, this morning she asked that we pray for Sister Vera. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we lift her up in prayer, oh, God. And we pray, oh, God, that you would heal her body, oh, God. Ease the pain, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We send the prayer out to her this morning, oh, God, because concern one, oh, God, concern every last one of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Oh, God, we lift up Mother Johnson out of Indiana. Oh, God, we thank you for Mother Johnson. We thank you, oh, God, for her calling in and being a part of the First Fruit family. Oh, God, she asked that we pray this morning, oh, God, for the family of her, oh, God. Touch her family. Oh, God, touch her pastor this morning, Sister Tina. Oh, God, we lift her up this morning in our church family. We pray right now, God, that you touch Mr. Leakey. Oh, God, I pray that that's the right pronunciation, but you know who he is because you already see and you already care. Oh, God, we pray right now for Kevin Mickey, oh, God, for traveling mercy. Wherever he is on the face of the earth, oh, God, bring him in here safe. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Oh, God, we're just calling out to you this morning. Oh, God, sometimes you tell me just stop and just call the names out and pray for them so everyone can hear, oh, God, what the battles are and what we're against and how to come against the strongholds, oh, God, that is trying to pull the saints of God. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. One can chase 1,000 and 2 10,000, oh, God, and it shall not come nigh us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning we thank you for Sister Charlotte Gray. We pray right now that you bless her indeed. Oh, God, she's asking that we remember, oh, God, the finances, oh, God, of the church this morning, oh, God, the finances for First Fruit, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Oh, God, we know that it's coming together, oh God. Oh God, we know that it's going to be there in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we pray for Evangelist Johnson, and we thank you, oh God, for the woman of God that is a blessing to us, the First Fruit Prayer Line. We thank you, oh God, for all the encouraging words and all of the, oh God, prayer reports, praise reports that she shared with us on the line. And now, God, we ask for that special financial blessing, oh God. We come against the enemy over all the saints of God in the mighty name of Jesus. You say the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, and they dwell therein. And God, we believe in you, oh God, that she will bring back a praise report that is all in your hands and you're taking care of it. Oh God, we pray for her superintendent this morning. Touch your pastor. Touch your leader. Oh God, touch the man of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Oh God, touch her church family. And God, as we pray for her church family, we pray for every church family that is on this line this morning, including mine, God. And I know, God, you will remember us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, remember Sister Maisha Grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her, oh God, as she pray for her friend Devon, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you know how to bring the immigration papers together. Oh God, touch his family. Oh God, make him a strong man through this, oh God. Oh God, we know that, oh God, that we must go through testing times, Lord, and all of us are up under testing times, but you say we will reap if we faint not, and we will not faint, but we will draw nigh unto you in this, Lord God. You say if we draw nigh unto you, you will draw nigh unto us, and let us take full advantage, oh God, for drawing to the fruit vine, to the true vine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we place a prayer upon Prophetess Stiff for the woman of God that is a prophetess, for a seer in the spirit. Oh God, she asks that we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And God, I can remember coming up as a child, we had to pray that prayer every time we came in the house of the Lord. And God, we still need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Every last one of them need peace, including us. We are part of the vine. Oh God, we impart a prayer over the First Fruit Prayer Line this morning, that you would bless them, that you would encourage. And God, I know that I'm one that have to pray my way through. I bind the enemy on every hand, on my throat. Yesterday, I couldn't even say a word. And I'm pressing my way this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray that you hear my prayer. I know that you do. Oh God, touch this morning, and we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Oh, thank God. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Stern, with a wonderful prayer. And we thank God for every one of you on the prayer line this morning. Amen. I got a little bit more time. If y'all, I tell you what I really want to do here at the close. I was thinking about this yesterday. I want to originate something else on the prayer line. We originated a thousand thank yous. The thank you, thank you, thank you. Come from here. This prayer line. We originated the praise check from Amazing Grace. But I was thinking yesterday, the Lord brought something else to my heart. Amen. How many times have you heard people in high schools, football games and basketball games, they have in high schools, they have a pep rally. Amen. And in those rallies, they praise those teammates who've done football, ran touchdowns. But over 2,000 years ago, Jesus ran a touchdown for all of us. And they have a pep rally. They make praise unto all the athletes. And I was just wondering how many times, I never heard of this. Maybe you have. But I want to have a God rally. God is the reason that we're here today, and he's the reason for everything. So, amen, we do praise him, amen. We do lift our voices, and we do give him praise. Amen, we're a little early today, amen. It's good sometimes to give some time back to the people.
Amen, back to you.
So, we're a little early today, but I want to close this prayer line out today, not with the pep rally like they do in high schools and things like that, but I want to praise God with a God rally. Amen. Let's have a God rally. And you're welcome to open up and give him some radical praise.
Hallelujah.
May I just pronounce over you, you're blessed in the city. You be blessed in the field. You're going out blessed. Your home be blessed. Your health be blessed. Your strength be blessed. If you got a son or daughter, they be blessed. Your family be blessed. Your finances be blessed. There, your savings be blessed. And this is 21st week, I believe. You should be putting $21 in there. And may everything that you do be blessed, where you walk, where you talk, what you say, what you do. God has given you so much to be thankful for, so much to praise him for. I've seen people give him a little small praise. I've seen people give him sophisticated praise. I've seen people give him show enough praise. And see, when you've been through a storm, you don't praise him on a small level. When you've been through some things here on earth, you don't praise him on a small level. But when you've been through a war, you have to give him a war cry of praise. So I want to encourage you in this pep rally, this God rally. I want to encourage you to love on him and to love him by giving him some show enough praise. He's been good to you. If you saw the list of people who should have gone in last night and noticed that your name was not on the list, that's, oh my God, that's a reason to give him a God rally. Give him a God praise. Amen. We crystal the line with praise this morning. Let's go off with the God rally. Rallying the saints of God coming together to give him glory and to give him honor and to give him praise. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. May I say that something good is going to happen to you. I pray something good happens to me too. Just may the Lord bless you and keep you. Let's have a God rally. Has God been good to you? Has God made a way for you?
Thank you.
The line is over to you. Let's give
thank
him a God praise. Let's have a God rally.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have a wonderful day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Your prayer line.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Florida. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have a blessed day, saints.
You've been too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.